Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
It's probably still the case that the majority of the time, mothers do most of the parenting, but that doesn't mean that fathers don't want to be involved with their kids or don't put in the time and effort. Yet there's still a common perception, if often presented in jokey terms, that dads are useless parents. In a piece in today's Irish Independent, Chrissy Russell argues that fathers don't babysit their children, they're simply minding their kids. Henry McKean went out to find out if we take fatherhood seriously.
Definitely the role have changed. I'd be a home dad. I walk as well, but I do a lot.
So you do a lot and you're a 50-50. And how do you manage it? How do you make it work, you know, being at home, being
has
a dad?
It has to work, otherwise.
And you do everything? You would lose?
Cook, clean, homeworks, you name it.
Everything,
except ironing. She doesn't do ironing either.
So you just sort of drive them out in a...
As it comes, yeah.
And looking at you, I wouldn't know you haven't ironed your clothes. I couldn't tell.
You don't need to iron these ones. My kind of generation, 42, so our generation is kind of babysitting your own child is a figure of speech from a man's point of view.
Would you use that phrase?
No.
Well, broad spec, I don't think that dads do nearly as much heavy lifting as the mothers, personally. That's from my own experience, anyway. But daddy daycare, yeah, I do find that a little bit annoying because, like, you try to be there as much as you can, even though I know it's... I suppose stereotypical gender roles, the father's out work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, mother's at home more so than the dad, but like you do still try to do as much as you can in the small time that you have at home, you know.
Congratulations, you're a new father.
Yeah. Thanks.
And how
so much.
Old is your child?
6 months.
Oh, congrats. So you're busy, and I'm going to ask your partner, does he help out? Is it even?
It's not even in the sense of the that he works so much. He comes home from work and he's tired from work, which is totally fair enough, but he does as much as he can when he can. Yeah.
And who would get up in the middle of the night?
Oh, me.
Would you ever get up?
I do if I'm off on the next day, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So you do some of the heavy lifting, but as time goes on and as the baby grows and becomes a toddler, you think it will be fairer?
Yeah, it will be. Oh yeah, definitely far more involved than what they were, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say now, like, fathers generally try as much to be more involved. As I say, speaking from my own personal childhood, like, my dad was stereotypical, you know, work as much as possible, 5-6 days a week, and that was enough back then, you know, families
could... So he was the breadwinner, he was out working.
Exactly. Mother was at home, 5 kids, you know. So
and he would work 6 days a week sometimes?
Between 5-6 days a week, yeah.
And what did he do for a living?
Self-employed.
So he just had to?
Had to,
so he,
yeah.
Was out working. Did he see you grow up, or was he always working?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Like he took me to all my rugby matches and karate classes and absolutely everything. Yeah, and then like it was more so when we got a little bit older, like when he was always involved with the school as much as possible. And yeah, it wasn't really until we were a little bit older, I suppose, that he was able to do as much more as he could, because then he could step a bit like back a bit and work a little bit less and be home more, you know.
Daddy daycare. Well, first of all, I have a son who's a full-time dad. His wife works, he works also, but they don't use childminders. They sort it out between themselves.
So they both work part-time and bring up the family?
They both actually work full-time, believe it or not, and bring up the family.
How?
They just work around it. They've three children. Work around the clock. They've three children. They are all into sports, so they're literally, but they pay no childcare costs.
Growing up with the family, did you work?
I did. At time, I had three jobs, actually.
Three jobs?
Yes, to try and make ends meet.
And you brought up the family?
Yes.
So that hard working ethos comes from you?
Absolutely, but a thing that I don't know whether you'd be aware of it, because I took time out, a certain amount of time during my working life, when they were, let's say, very young babies. I was actually penalised when it came to get my pension. I didn't get a full pension.
So you lost out because you wanted to bring up your family.
Correct.
And do you think today in 2022 dads are acknowledged by society? And that phrase, you know, let's say I'm looking after my son.
Yes.
I said, oh, I'm babysitting him tonight, which I will be, but I've never used that phrase.
Yeah, no. The modern day man doesn't use the word babysitting. They say they're rearing their children.
They're rearing their kids.
Yes, exactly. And it's a lot different to what it used to be years ago. My father, for example, never probably even minded me.
Was he around when you were growing up?
Oh, he was. No, he was around. Jeez, in those days, they wouldn't have had the money to play golf, believe you me.
Well, to be honest, the way we work in our family home is we both take turns. The husband has been off sick now, actually, for quite a while. And he'll get up in the mornings, do his bit, and then I'll do my bit then, you know, in the afternoons, because I work then in the afternoon. So I come home, I do my bit. But that's the way we work as a family. But there is a lot of men out there that, like, don't really take on the role.
So why is it there's still men out there that don't really take on the role?
Back in the old days, that's the way it was. The woman done the work. But nowadays, things have changed, and I would like to see a change for men to take on the role as well.
But you think there's some men out there that still aren't really...
Yes, there is. Yeah, most definitely, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
In all, I would be working daytime, and my wife would be at home at that time. But now it has changed around.
So when you were bringing up your family, you were working, she was a homemaker.
Yeah, but there was a mixture in this, because my wife at that time was a nurse.
So she worked part-time.
She part-time. Part-time.
And is parenting, from a dad's point of view, acknowledged today? Do you think...
Well, it's completely different.
Do you look back and think, oh, I could have done a lot more, I could have been around more, I could have seen them growing up?
Well, I saw them growing up, but I worked away a lot. I would leave on a Monday morning or Tuesday morning and be back away for 2 or 3 days.
Where would you go?
Cork, Limerick, Galway.
What's your view of that phrase, I'm sorry I can't come out tonight, I'm babysitting my own children?
Well, if he said that, he'd be in for it.
Yeah, we wouldn't use it now.
You wouldn't use it?
No, we wouldn't call it babysitting. It's minding my kids.
Yeah.
And are you a hands-on dad?
Yeah, I would have been, yeah. Well, they're grown up, well, they're old enough now to sort of look after themselves.
Yeah, he would have been. Now, he needed some persuasion. Like, he didn't start off going, oh, yeah, I'll do everything.
He needed some encouragement.
Yeah, encouragement, yeah.
But I got there in the end.
Yeah.
And do you share everything? Is it 50-50 when it comes to parenting?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much so, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We both walk, so we both would have to, you know, share the load.
Maternity leave as well is sort of coming into it. So, yeah, they are being more recognised, I think, compared to a few years ago already.
Yeah, I think so.
Dads are kind of stepping up a bit more than they have in the past. I think more dads like yourself now, who are like our mid-30s and 40s, are kind of taking more of a role as being responsible, not just leaving it to the mammies to do work, you know.
So you've got two kids.
Two kids, yeah.
Could you say to work, could you say, I'm really sorry, I'm dropping a child off to school, or I need to pop out for an hour to take them to an appointment at the doctor? Could you say that, or is there still, you could say, a underlying accidental sexism where you'd make an excuse and you wouldn't say it?
No, my job's really good like that now. I have to say, they're very kind of understanding. If one's sick and during the night and my wife has got to work, I can step up and say, look, I work from home today. So it's very, really? Very lucky. Yeah, really lucky like that. I'd like to think of doing more kind of hands-on babysitting, so I kind of... But I was there changing nappies at the start and all, so I kind of... I'm probably a more modern daddy than I suppose my father would have been, so...
And that phrase, daddy daycare, what do you think?
No, I think that's kind of gone with the dinosaurs now, I'd say. You know, it's more kind of dads are stepping up and doing their part, you know?
And are you really? Like, if I rang up your partner now and said, it's he...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably more kind of taking kids to train and doing stuff like that, coming to swim and all the kind of sporty stuff. But no, I cook dinner and I change nappies and I have to. And I'm not given a choice, to be honest with you. You know?
Who does more when it comes to parenting, your mum or your dad?
I think they're both kind of the same. They're both really good. My dad.
Your dad does more than your mummy?
Yes.
How come?
I don't know. He's just more strict at everything.
My dad.
Your dad does more. And what does your mum do? Is she out working?
No.
My mum, yeah, they both do the same.
They do the same?
Yeah, they both do the same. They do my work, and so the two of them do it the same.
And your generation, was the dad, was your partner, your husband out working?
And
were
working.
You at home?
I was working as well.
You so were both working?
Yeah, so we shared.
You had five boys and girls?
3 girls and 2 boys.
Did they help out?
Some of them.
Just some of them?
Some of them.
Just some of them. That's a diplomatic answer there. Well, maybe not that diplomatic.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.